This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The National Security Agency has reportedly been collecting the phone records of not the few, but the many. The Guardian newspaper, based in Britain, says that it obtained a top-secret court order that authorizes the phone company Verizon to turn over phone call logs and other so-called metadata of millions of business customers beginning about 6 weeks ago. Glenn Greenwald is the Guardian reporter who broke the story. Mr. Greenwald, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
You got a hold of a document that shows what?
It shows that the Obama administration, the FBI and the NSA specifically, went into the so-called Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court, the FISA court, which is a court that operates in total secrecy, and asked that court to mandate that Verizon Business, which is the largest provider of telephone and internet services for American businesses, small businesses across the world, turn over all phone records to the National Security Agency, including phone records that show exclusively local calls, calls among and between Americans inside the United States, as well as a whole variety of other identifying information, such as the duration of the call, the location of the users, the type of telephone they're using that enables the location of the users to be known, a massive amount of indiscriminate information against not people suspected of wrongdoing or terrorism, but everyone who uses the service.
So you're not talking about something that would be targeted or narrow or based on specific evidence of wrongdoing.
Right. And this is what makes it so controversial is that the cited law to justify this, which is the a provision of the Patriot Act, was a law that was enacted in the wake of 9/11. And the government told people who were worried about this law that it would only be used to target individuals suspected of being members of terrorist organizations. And here you have the law being used exactly in the opposite way, which is not specific to any individual or group of people's phone records. They're asking for every single phone record that Verizon Business has for every single one of its customers for every single call that they've made during this time period.
How long's the time period? It's not back in perpetuity.
The time period is 3 months, so it begins April 23rd and it ends July 19th. The question at this point is whether this is just simply a one-time-only event, which would seem very unlikely. Why would they only want it for this three-month period and only for Verizon Business? They're clearly gathering up as many phone records as they can. The question now is, have other companies been targeted with similar orders, and have they been doing this for a lot longer period of time than simply this three-month period suggests? There's a senior official who told the Washington Post this morning that this is simply a type of order that has been routinely renewed over the last several years to enable the government to build a comprehensive database of people's telephone calls.
Which would raise other public policy questions if it's routine. Now, what's Verizon saying about this?
The amazing part about all this is that in the court order, it specifically says to Verizon, you are barred from disclosing the existence of either the FBI's request or the court order. So if Verizon had wanted to stand up in public and say, the FBI is persecuting us by demanding all our phone records, if they wanted to tell their customers, they are barred by court order from uttering a word about any of this in public. So as one would expect, when we called Verizon to get comment, they dutifully said they were not able to comment.
Glenn Greenwald is a reporter for The Guardian newspaper. Mr. Greenwald, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Note that The Guardian says it approached the NSA, the White House, and the Department of Justice prior to publication to see if the administration would raise security concerns about the planned article, but all declined comment at the time.